from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending, the Royals back at it tonight after the day off yesterday. The I-70 series at Kauffman Stadium. Cardinals in town. Michael Lorenzen gets the nod. He'll make his second start in a Royals uniform. Gave the Royals, what, 5 1/3? Nice outing against the Tigers the first go around. Really curious to see what he does in his home debut. 7:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 6 o'clock. Right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, the Cardinals 2.5 out for a playoff spot, and they haven't played good baseball since the break, just 9-14. Royals, man, this has been must-see TV. It's weird not having the Royals on Sunday, though.
Very weird.
One other time this year, didn't it?
I think there was
one other Sunday they didn't play, but it's very weird not having
scheduling
Sunday baseball.
Quirk. I agree with Bob. I heard him say something about this the other day, and he said, man, if we were going to have a Sunday off from no baseball, could it not wait until September when the Chiefs are playing or something
like
that?
It's a great point.
I was like, that's very true. I was like, that's a good point, but that's not the case. So yeah, weird week, two-game series, and we're going to talk about this more at 12:30, but today sets up another really strong possibility to make up some ground, not only by winning, duh, but the Guardians and the Twins are playing in a doubleheader today. I think they play in about an hour or so.
Yeah, doubleheader. Minnesota, to me, take care of business against Cleveland, because I think the Cleveland's a much better team than Minnesota Twins, but who knows? Chiefs preseason opener tomorrow night versus the Jags. Andy Reid says the ones will play the first quarter. Yeah. That's we know
some
better.
Of the ones will. Some of them will.
Some of them will. Some of them will, I'm sure. But again, if they go out and don't get a first down and boom, the number one offense would come back out. If they move the football, they get a field goal, obviously a touchdown, they're not coming out for the second one. Travis, Patrick, or does Travis even play? I mean, I wouldn't play Travis. See what you got in Wiley, and you got Noah Gray, and Irv Smith trying to make
Wiley
this team.
Wiley should play a lot today. We're going to talk more about this after what's trending, but Wiley should play a lot. I think we'll see a lot of Kingsley Suamata.
You had Wiley on too, didn't you?
We did. He was one of our guests at camp.
I thought you did.
Next up on what's trending, Team USA basketball going to play in a gold medal game tomorrow against the host country of the Olympics, France. USA 16.5-point favorites. This after an epic comeback yesterday against Serbia. They needed Steph Curry to take over the game, and he took over the game. It was a memorable game, and could end up being the game that's more memorable, honestly, than even tomorrow, although I think the ratings are going to be huge tomorrow for USA versus France, considering not only the implications, but it's against France and Wimby and everything that's going on in that.
The Drew is very concerned. Going to get a bump, because that's what's going on in the Olympics.
If you missed earlier conversation,
I'm not concerned
Drew's
about the gold
very
medal game.
Concerned.
Concerned
about He's not concerned about tomorrow. He's concerned about 2028.
He's looking forward.
4 years from now.
If you're just looking rough.
Other than Anthony Edwards, the Cooper flag, man. That's it.
Next up on What's Trending, someone just texted in. Our friend Jayhawk for Life said there's a police chase through Olathe. Did I mention that Bink's in for Cody today? I don't know what Cody's up to.
I don't know. Get the call last minute.
I'm sure they're unrelated, but I can't confirm yet.
Call last minute. Hey, can you come in? Get a little problem with my co-host.
I don't know why Cody would be down in Olathe. Maybe that's where the doctor's appointment's at. I'm not sure. But
maybe he's out practicing pickleball, because don't you guys have a big game tonight?
We'll see if he makes it out there. We have PickleCon tonight. We're playing a grudge match against Dana and Parks. PickleCon? Yes, it is.
I'll be honest.
Dana and Parks, they're going up against Cody and I. Drew's going to end up playing a lot, I think, because I'm going to be terrible.
Parks, hey, look, if you want to just take a seat and crack open a beer or something, and
that's
just
what I'm doing in about an hour during Club 610.
I'm ready to talk some smack to Parks.
Is that your target right now? Your target's Parks.
No,
huh?
All I gotta do is do a little backhand, flick the wrist a little bit to get some spin. He won't catch it. It's fine.
Look, Dana, I think is very good at pickleball. She plays a lot. Parks, the question with him, ability wise, very good. The question is, does his knees hold up? You know,
that's
the knees hold up, Parks? That's the big question everybody's asking tonight.
I'm ready to talk some smack because he gives me a lot of crap. Parks does, all in joking fashion, of course.
We'll see if the knees hold up. And I'm going to be terrible, so I won't be talking much smack tonight during the match. I can promise you that. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold.
Who's going to fall first because they're trying too hard, Cody or I?
I mean, that could be me too.
How's Cody's foot?
Well, we're gonna—he's on a doctor appointment. We're gonna find out.
That matters.
Maybe they'll give him a little steroid injection in the foot. He'll be good to go.
Yeah, games might take a little. Games aren't necessarily quick, even though you only play to 11.
11.
Yes.
You only play to 11 in pickleball? I don't know any of this.
If you're on defense, if you're defending the serve, or if you're not serving, you're looking to get the serve back. You can't score at all.
Should you get your own racket? Or are they decent?
I think they better. Hopefully, they provide racket. They got us.
Will not buy one.
They got us. Oh, neither am I. I think they'll have rackets. They got us our own T-shirts for PickleCon, and
ours are a little bit see through. I don't know if you noticed that
they're see through. They're light. They're breathable.
See through.
They're not see through.
No, you're gonna be nipping out.
Dead serious. Dead serious.
What, did you try it on last night?
I did not. If you hold up the shirt, if I held up the shirt to that banner, you can see 6'10" through the T-shirt. I'm dead serious.
It's a different.
We're sweating.
It's a different material. It's like, it actually is labeled SPF 50. I'm not even kidding. It's because you play pickleball usually outdoors. That was the design of the shirt that it's for this PickleCon thing. So I haven't
tried it. It's very breathable.
So you're saying I need a shirt underneath, or should I just say, hey, whatever happens, happens.
I'm saying whatever happens, happens. I'm going all in, man.
See through. I'm sure the ladies will like that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be out there. It is open to I think it's open to the public. Now you have to buy a ticket, but it's open to the public. PickleCon is going on all weekend. They had a big launch party last night. Some people were at that, and we'll find out. 7 o'clock tonight, Bartle Hall. Come watch.
Drew loves these things because he gets real excited.
I'm pumped up.
You would have really liked when we used to do the 6'10 combine.
That would have been great.
You would have been all about the six. The bench press, the 40, and all the fun stuff that we did on the in the 16 combine.
If they don't supply rackets, by the way, I'm sorry. I'm not buying a racket, and I'm
don't
not going to.
Don't worry.
I'm
gonna end don't up worry.
How it's much is a good don't, pickleball racket? How much are they?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, a good one, like $100.
I have one racket that's still in the plastic that I got for free.
A good
from
racket's
my
like
giveaway,
$100,
but I don't know.
Or a paddle.
Someone says they're not supplying them. Look, I'm not. This is not trying to be but don't worry, we're better thing, but. It is a promoted grudge match. My guess is they will provide us.
Yeah, or you're playing
maybe
handball.
Not everybody.
You're playing handball.
With
I think they will provide. I think they will provide us rackets, considering the circumstances.
Do you own anything, Drew? Like for competition, like darts. You know, these guys has their own dart case. You know, their own darts. Their own ball for bowling. And the only you a ringer in anything, any other sport. Where
he
you
says he's
own.
Good at pickleball. So we'll see. We'll talk
I'm
about.
Solid.
We'll talk about more about this. I should say.
Last time you played, Drew?
Rob Collins
on vacation. I played 6 hours over the course of 2 days.
Well, with who?
My family, who actually is very into pickleball. My aunt, uncle are they play every single week.
So you were on vacation. You played 5 or 6 hours. You really rock, man.
His brother, your brother, is a golf pro. He's got family members that are pickleball. He's got athleticism in the family.
Drew's very athletic.
Very athletic family.
Drew. I got a lot of faith in Drew. And it, if we did it 6-10 combine again and we laid the odds and stuff, because I always thought big things of Rob. I way overestimated Rob.
Damn, he's not even here to defend himself.
Well, no,
he's on a honeymoon, spending time with his wife.
I believed in Rob. I went on saying, hey, I think Rob's going to win this. I believed in Rob. But Drew, I kind of believe in Drew.
Somebody said a good paddle goes for $250.
$250.
Yeah, they're very expensive. It's like a golf club almost in a way. Did you find your shirt, though, gold? Or do you still need to find it?
I did.
It? Okay, good.
Might be a little wrinkled, but I did find it.
That doesn't matter.
I did find it. Yeah, it's hanging up in the closet now. We're good to go for this match tonight.
In your see-through shirt tonight.
I guess it's see-through. Text line says, Drew sounds very worried about it. They want to know if you have nipple rings you didn't want to tell us about.
No, look, I will play shirtless. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't think you're allowed to play shirtless at this
thing. No, I know that. I'm saying, I look.
Are you going to go pantless?
No, I will be. I will be wearing shorts. I will be pantless. I'll be wearing shorts. Yes, I guess. I'm not going to be playing pickleball in pants. Yeah, that's
I probably will not wear pants.
Yeah, probably not tonight.
Do you have? So you would go shirtless?
Yeah.
You kind of are in see-through shirt.
I played barefoot while we were on vacation. I'll play barefoot.
Someone suggested that we tell Cody we already have his uniform for him, and I should bring the Nutcracker costume. Two things.
The looks that he would get would be hilarious.
Two things with that. One, unfortunately, he already has the same shirt. So that idea, otherwise I'm with you. And then the Nutcracker costume, it's gone. We need a new one. It's gone forever now. It was last worn at a Chick-fil-A parking lot by our old producer. It's gone.
Somebody said shirtless blinding the opposition. I'm not as pasty as I was.
Yeah, you were at the beach for
a week. As pasty as I was.
So we'll get into this more. Rob Collins, who's...
I think Rob plays pickleball?
It wouldn't surprise me. So we'll talk to Rob Collins, Fox 4, Club 610, coming up 1 o'clock hour. We'll have a couple drinks heading into the weekend. But let's talk about this preseason game for the Chiefs tomorrow. Look, it's preseason, so I understand the excitement level for some. Like, Bink is... off the charts for
watching the game without pants.
For others, you know, they're like, okay, whatever. There are some intriguing elements. I will be curious to see the kickoffs, just like we've talked about already from other games, and so far nothing has really changed.
Hopefully get the Hawkeye for the first downs. I don't know if we're
the Hawkeye thing, which
I don't know if we have that in this game or not, but it'd be cool.
Yeah, select NFL preseason games are testing this Hawkeye technology, and instead of the chain gang, they'll still be there as a backup, but on the video board, it'll just show on a graphic the football and then a yellow line. And they did this last night in the preseason game, and it stunk. It took too long, and there was no drama. And then all of a sudden, they just cut to the scoreboard, and there it was. There was no animation of like a fake chain. There was no animation of the line like, you know, slowly appearing. It was not great. So we'll see how that plays out. But for the Chiefs on a player end, we can get into way down the roster stuff that doesn't really interest me. I'm interested in guys that have a chance to start or be second stringers and kind of be in the mix, not who the seventh wide receiver is. I'm sorry. Like, other people can nerd out on that. That's just not who I am. But I want to see what Kingsley, who is the starting left tackle for this team, could be. I want to see what Felix Anudike Uzama, who, while he's a backup, this is year two. It's a huge year for your former first round pick. What can he do? Can he increase his ability to be able to have a factor this year? He had a factor in the Super Bowl, but during the season really didn't. So I want to see Felix tonight because I think he's going to play a ton and see what impact he can have.
Yeah, I think it's all going to be with the rookies. But the two you mentioned, Kingsley and with Felix, what are they going to do? That's important because all these jobs are basically taken.
Mm-hmm.
I think there will be, if you just want some interest, LRZ going from rugby to football, what will he do in this game? I think, you know, Denerick Prince, did he get better this year? Because everything we've heard is with his hands that he can be a better back. And Jared Wiley catching it from the tight end. Jaden Hicks coming up and making plays. You see what kind of safety you got in Jaden Hicks and why Dane Brugler put him as his best safety in the draft, 39th best player overall. There's interest there. But as far as starters for this team, you know, even I would say Felix would be a strong role player. He's not going to start, but he would be a guy in the rotation. Like if he shows something, he'd be a guy. This team did have 57 sacks last year, 55 the year before. The team record is 60, which they're on the cusp of doing that. What's his pass rush moves looks like? Is Sac City coming back with the Chiefs? Because Spagnuolo's found various ways here to do things. Shamari Connor and that nickel role and going to safety and the versatility that he provides. But definitely it's Kingsley because that's your left tackle, and that's also the guy you're making sure you're not breaking off a phone call on the plane saying, hey, Donovan, what are you doing?
Do we know?
Because to me, this is the are we going to call Donovan Smith game?
Mm.
I mean, if an injury happens, I think so. Otherwise, I don't know if they would do it after one bad game. But
they trust Kingsley. Yeah. And I always thought this way is going to be going into camp.
I haven't checked, but do we know how much Trevor Lawrence is playing?
I haven't seen. That's a good question. Let me do a quick little search.
I wonder.
Is who playing?
Trevor Lawrence.
Or how much he is.
Trevor Lawrence is one of the quarterbacks playing.
I wonder how much.
No, he is. Lawrence is playing.
Because the cornerback two thing, I think, is. I mean, it's a battle that is worth monitoring, I think, regarding a starter.
Yeah, all this says from Jacksonville, some of their media members, they just list some other players who will not play for Jacksonville, but he's not. They're not going to have Eric Armstead, their defensive lineman, play due to some injuries. But I don't see anything that suggests that Trevor Lawrence won't also play.
Minimal
snaps, just like Patrick Mahomes.
So even if it's a drive or if it's two drives, you get a look at how Joshua Williams looks, how Jalen Watson looks, you know, how Nazi Johnson. I think that's a...
Yeah, quarterback two is an interesting spot, Drew. I mean, they don't have an answer yet. I mean, Spags has alluded to they're waiting for someone to kind of stand out at the number two quarterback spot. So I think that is another area. Multiple players still have an open competition for the Legarius Sneed replacement.
I can see that as a good thing, but also as a bad thing. Like, hey, they're all really even, so they're all doing a really great job. Or, well, we're trying to pick the best of three, and we're not really able to do it. Like the language can be a good thing, hey, we can't really, you know, we're waiting for a guy to really stand out, or it could be a bad thing of we're waiting for somebody to really help us make the decision, I guess.
Those are all players that can definitely help their case for having more playing time. Everybody we just mentioned, whether it's the corners, whether it's Kingsley, whether it's Felix. In terms of just pure excitement, of course, I know what everybody wants to see. Tomorrow, they want to be able to see Patrick Mahomes on the first drive, maybe the only drive of the game, one deep shot to Xavier Worthy or Hollywood Brown. That's what people want. I don't know if we're going to get that or they're just going to keep it pretty simple. But based on training camp practice, they want to take shots down the field. We know long-term in the season they want to do that, but do we see that in the preseason? I hope tomorrow on the first drive they want let one air out, whether it's to Worthy or Brown, I really don't care. Same thing applies. A deep threat to make people feel even better about the opportunities that they haven't had down the field.
I know this is extremely geeky, but I am curious about some of the backup running backs, especially Carson Steele. Will they keep a fullback or not? Mm-hmm. And seeing these other tight ends like Irv Smith and Jared Wiley. You know, we don't know what Gray's all about. We'll see with Jared Wiley because I have high expectations for Jared Wiley. And Irv Smith's had a very nice camp, which has forced the hand of, are they going to keep four tight ends or not? Do they consider Irv a better pass catcher than a tight end, if you kept it at the bottom of the roster? And it will be fun to see who gets the run on Monday, Nico Remigio or Justin Ross.
Like, I mean, I guess it could be Wiley. He could get a lot of playing time. I could see him.
I think he gets a bunch.
If he plays a lot and he ends up having a big preseason game, you're going to see his, you know, expectation rookie year stuff get way out of whack.
I think another guy that we didn't mention in the first time we talked about this earlier was Jaden Hicks having that sort of, because I think likewise, I don't know if he's going to start because Justin Reed obviously isn't playing, but I wonder how much go time he's going to have, because he might have a game where, you know, he comes up with a pick or has eight tackles and two tackles for, I mean, he might have one of those games. This dude is big time, but we know that he's not going to play much this year anyways, but I think that's a guy you can get really excited about as the season progresses.
I really do. I think he's in a rotation because Chiefs love having the extra safety out there. They like to rotate him in. I think Jaden Hicks is going to get some time.
He has already impressed.
He has turned some heads. People say, I can't believe this kid's a rookie and what he's doing. Jaden Hicks will make some big plays in this game, but Kingsley's going to lead, I think, the rookies in snaps and Xavier Worthy, but I think Jaden Hicks has a chance to seriously be in the rotation quite a bit and be a... Again, 2 years ago, I thought they drafted for necessity. Last year, more of a draft for luxury. This year, definite role players I see in this draft with a couple starters, but definite role players, I think, was kind of the modus operandi of this draft.
I would look at you. I would like to see the screen game on the first drive, too, if we're just talking about specifics. We've heard a lot about Isaiah Pacheco being better in the passing game.
Behind the back
slimming,
pass.
Slimming down and working with the wide receiver coach in the offseason, and there's no McKinnon anymore. It wouldn't, like, if you're just talking about like putting people's mind at ease, like for everything that they're hoping happens, it's preseason, so keep that in mind. Nobody needs to panic if it doesn't, but it would, like, the two things that would just be fun to see and get me really excited for the season even more would be the deep passes, I said, to Worthy or Brown,
yeah.
And a dump off or screen pass, something to Pacheco to show off the receiving. Whether that means even having Pacheco lined up at wide receiver in the slot.
They've talked about that.
Like, so some, those would be two things. Pass to Worthy or Brown deep, and a receiving opportunity for Isaiah Pacheco. Those are things we've heard all at camp, so let's see in the game.
I want to see Mahomes throw behind his back like he did at Pacheco. Why not? It's preseason. Just go ahead and do it.
I don't think we'll see that.
No, we're not. But it'd be fun.
I don't think we'll see that in the seven snaps that Mahomes is going to get in this game.
You remember that Atlanta game, the Mahomes, that preseason game when he hits that bomb and everybody's like, whoa, man, look at this guy's arm.
What if the first play of the game they go play action and it's a 70-yard touchdown to Worthy? Then Mahomes played one play and he's done. We're good. That'd be fun too. Sign me up.
Go put the hat on. Sit there, talk to the on the sideline. But yeah, I remember this play. It was 2018 was when Mahomes hit that big bomb. I can't remember how far it was. I think it was, this is a good scoring summary, but this was the one that kind of, it was 69-yard pass to Tyreek Hill from Patrick Mahomes. So yeah, that was the one. Everybody saw it. Whoa. That was like good thing.
That could happen.
Come.
I mean, that would be exciting.
Yeah, that one moment in Atlanta was like, woo. Okay.
Are you betting on the preseason football game?
I will not be betting on the preseason.
You sure you're not going to?
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Are you curious about it at all? Do you think the Chiefs are favorites?
Spreads?
I think betting on preseason.
I just found it. I didn't know what it was.
Betting on preseason. Well, I mean, it's just like anything else, but it's
the Chiefs are 1.5-point underdogs to the Jags.
Stay away from
40 and a half is the over-under, the total. 40 and a half. There's no player props if you're wondering.
I think Ian Book can lead them in the fourth quarter, though.
Oh, yeah? Live bet the Chiefs when Ian Book gets in. That's what Bink's telling you to do. Live bet the Chiefs when Ian Book gets in. Oladuke and a lot of
don't do that when he gets in.
Don't bet when he's in?
No.
Yikes. So that one says, if Mahomes hit that 70-yard bomb, Bink won't need any more blue chew.
I won't. It lasted 4 hours, fellas. Boy. What do I do?
So they're not putting a lot on tape. I understand. It doesn't mean they won't have one deep pass. Like,
They're going to do it. It's not like a secret.
Having one deep,
hey, dude, just run
deep
a post for
route.
Me.
Yeah, like one deep post route is not, oh my gosh, they put that on tape. They're screwed. Now, it might be fair to say they won't put Pacheco in the slot in the preseason because they don't. Maybe that's fair, but like, otherwise,
we're running the exact same.
We overblow the secret stuff. Like, it's the same thing with the Gruden thing.
Yeah.
People were texting in. I had a conversation with a family member even yesterday, and they're like, John Gruden at practice, like, what if he goes somewhere else and now he knows, like, most of these teams are all doing the same thing. Most of them. Most of them are doing the same thing, and there's different wrinkles, but we overblow sometimes the secret stuff.
Here's keep in mind, meaningless baseball game MLB, and they're going out to the mound, they're talking through their mitt. Like, really, does anybody care what the hell Oakland's saying? I mean, honestly, let's be real honest here. When you put the mitt up, but you 100% certainty there is other team scouts up at Chiefs training camp wearing Mahomes jerseys or whatever. Guarantee it's happening. They're sitting there watching everything, seeing what they're doing, seeing the talent. Guarantee you other scouts are sitting there.
Are they actually allowed to do that?
No.
But okay, how are you going to?
I was going to say, that sounds like a stallion situation.
But you don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know if you could. You used to be able to, but you...
Look, some of the stuff gets overblown. I mean, just peel back the curtain. We've told you guys this before. Like, when we're up there as media, there's only certain periods we're allowed to take video of. Yet, if you're a fan or a media outlet that can't get credential and breaks the rules, you can film video that goes viral as well. That's how camp goes.
You're saying Sean McDermott's sending out Scout 44 to go check out Chiefs training camp, Bink?
What's that?
I said you're saying Sean McDermott's sending out one of their scouts to watch training camp.
It might be. Here's what it said. Rules about opposing scouts at paid practices were taken off the books.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I thought you were about to give us, like, rule A.3.B.C.
No, I'm just saying. It turns out the Panthers aren't inviting espionage by charging admission to a practice that used to be for free. Thanks to the rule change, the policy now prohibits clubs from attending another club's practice session, regardless of whether or not there's an admission fee. Unless permission has been previously been received, club personnel or representatives are prohibited. So there you go. There's a rule.
There we go. Up next.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I went down the rabbit hole.
We'll talk some Royals baseball, Bink. Big series ahead. Big day ahead. It could be another day just like Wednesday for the Royals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explain why next. Just going to turn on the video camera only on Drew and let Drew dance to this. That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted, a little pre-Club 610.
There's one person who, I don't know if they'd be able to do this. We found out over break. Well, Bink let us know, I guess.
What?
Is there a certain player that can't do the cha-cha slide because they can't put the hands on the knees anymore?
What player can't do the cha-cha slide?
Mm.
You wonder who can do it or can't do it?
Cannot.
Which player?
I'm asking you this.
I don't know, Drew.
I think he's alluding to Bank.
What that, you told us over the break.
I think he's alluding that Juju Smith-Schuster.
I know what you're talking about.
Got cut.
I know what he's talking
by
about.
By the Patriots. So naturally, Juju Smith-Schuster, who we all know was in Kansas City a couple years ago, back in 2022, had 933 yards. At the time, people wanted him back in Kansas City. The Chiefs let him walk, although they were interested. Reports were, right? He ends up signing with the Patriots on a two-year deal, mainly guaranteed in the year one. In year one, he was awful last year, only played in 11 games, 260 yards. Last night, first preseason game, then they cut him today. He's a free agent, will be a free agent. There's no knees left. Like the knees, there's nothing left there. That's the problem. Otherwise, I was all about this 2 years ago, would have brought him back. It's kind of sad because he's only 27 years old, and he obviously did great things for the Chiefs in that one year. Like, he's a big part of the team, reliable possession receiver. But at this point, I think that's why the Patriots are moving on from him as well.
Who don't have great receivers, even though they drafted Jalen
Poole. The reports have been that his legs, his knees, unfortunately, have failed him. Like, he just doesn't have much. Like, there's, like, nothing, no cartilage. There's, like, nothing left in the knee. I think it's the right knee or left knee. I can't remember which one. 50-50 shot at guessing that correctly. And, no, I see Twitter already speculating. Like, oh, bring him back as the fifth wide receiver. Yeah, I get the thought, but I don't think there's anything left there really for Juju Smith-Schuster.
I don't either.
I don't think he's coming back to be the sixth receiver for this team.
Mike Girardi says on Twitter, he says, wrote this about Juju a few days ago. His legs aren't consistently there. It's led to a normally sure-handed dude dropping passes that 2 years ago he wouldn't
have.
He's
not the same.
And here's the thing. You got to remember, too, it matters who you're cut from. Like the Patriots, this is where they're, I mean, they've been trying to get receivers now. They tried Calvin Ridley last year, and they brought up his price, and that's why Tennessee spent more money this year. They wanted Calvin Ridley, and now they wanted to trade for Brandon Ayuk and actually give more money to Brandon. Anybody else? This is how starved they are for wide receivers. I know Jalen Polk that they drafted this year, but if you're cut by that team, you got issues.
Yeah, I just don't. Look, will somebody sign Juju? Maybe. They want to get a look at him themselves. I think the Chiefs knew the knee situation when they didn't bring him back a year ago. Now, let's not act like they weren't interested then. As there were reports that the Chiefs had given him a pretty decent offer. So they didn't think it was so bad that he couldn't play. But now fast forward another year after a down season, he's a year older, more wear and tear on the knee. I would be very surprised, not to mention we're talking about if he came back, he'd have to be accepting of like being the sixth wide receiver and a fifth receiver, because Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice are 1, 2, 3. To me, Justin Watson would be almost higher than him on the depth chart. Like, it would just be tough. Now, if you are just arguing about would you rather have him or Kadarius Toney, again, we're talking about the fifth, sixth, or seventh wide receiver at that point.
Then you're talking, who gives you more production? Sky Moore, Nico Remigio, or Justin Ross at this point? I would have to think that they would be better than a 70% Juju Smith-Schuster. 100% of those guys I still think is better. Now, 100% Juju Smith-Schuster? No. Juju's better, but, you know, a 70% one? No, not at all.
I got to get going. About to start.
Guys, remember that? That's anytime we talk Juju Smith-Schuster, you got to bring back the Gillette commercials. Bank, do you remember those?
My body is my career, and Jimmy My Pubes is no different.
Juju Smith-Schuster, free agent.
Juju.
He's a free agent. What a fall from, like, honestly, what a fall of from grace, if you will, on his career. I mean, rookie year, 917 yards.
Got his ring and bolted.
1,400 yards in 2018. 2019, 552 at 831 the COVID year. Then the year before he came to Kansas City, only had a .129. He just had 129 yards receiving, and people weren't sure when the Chiefs signed him what he would be. He was great in Kansas City, 101 targets, 933, 3 touchdowns, and then last year, terrible season with terrible quarterback play, in fairness. But
that's one thing about NFL. That's why when you think about these contracts, people getting that, you know, that big first contract or whatever, how quickly your career can be over. You know, even at 27, 28 years old. Have a lifespan of the NFL. That's why see these guys really win that contract.
For the Patriots, to your point about being wide receiver starved, for them to cut him when his cap hit this year was 10.2. The potential out was not until next year. I believe, let me scroll over on SpotTrack. I think, they're eating $12 million. How bad is that? You're on a young team with a young quarterback. Your wide receiver room's not great. And their Patriots are just willing to eat the 12 mil.
That's why they tried for Ridley. It's why they tried for Brandon Ayuk. They tried for.
I'm just saying that tells you how bad the knees are. Yeah, if they're not even retaining them, and they're willing to walk for 12 mil. That's pretty crazy.
Eat that money.
Someone says Juju Smith-Schuster gave my daughter a bag of bagels at the parade. Oh.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nobody's saying it. Yeah, great guy, fun personality, all of it. But unfortunately, I think it's all that.
I'll take 70% Juju over Toney all day, says the text line. Well, here's the thing. That's assuming.
But Juju Toney himself might be 30% of what he was.
But that's assuming Toney makes the team. And I don't think he will. So that's a moot point. I don't feel like he's going to make the team.
Toney has to start practicing next week and play in the next preseason game for me to think he can make the
next
team.
4 days, yeah. He's not playing.
I still wonder, are we going to hear, though, close to the season, somebody goes on IL or IR in the NFL's case, I guess. Someone goes on IR, and whether it's him or somebody else, Bank, and that's how they solve the wide receiver number problem. We don't want to get rid of him. We still can't quit him fully. He's hurt.
Isn't that a problem, though? Like, if you're the only reason you're hanging around is because somebody else got hurt.
It happens all the time. Or they have these injuries.
I know, not everybody is.
I could see him sliding on injury reserve.
But, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah. Not everybody is Kadarius Toney, where you're making videos on your playing situation, and not everybody's in the same boat as him. Where yes, there's people that make rosters because others are hurt, but you have to deal with Kadarius Toney, I think, more than you want to have Kadarius Toney. It seems like
right. Look, the video thing, we all discussed it when it happened and thought it would lead to him being cut in February.
Obviously, we
are, and it's August. So, like, I don't even want to bring up the video thing anymore, because clearly that wasn't as bad to the Chiefs as we all thought it was or should have been. Like that if he ends up getting cut, it's not going to be because of the video in December or January, whatever that was. That would have caused him to be cut in February. They clearly weren't fazed by that. They just weren't. All the other stuff could lead to him being cut, as in not being available, just not being effective. That'll be why he gets cut. And he also is owed $2.5 million whether they cut him or keep him on the team. And that's where I think the IR thing could be interesting.
Yeah, it gets spotted on there. But again, are you that worried about his training through the season? Is he be ready next year? I don't know. It was ankle and it was back now.
I think it's still ankle, isn't it? Is there another injury that popped up?
No, I thought it was another injury.
You're probably right. Maybe it's both.
That's what I'm saying. It's always something.
That's another reason why he shouldn't make is that if somebody gets hurt, you're not going to replace an injured guy with a guy that can't stay healthy either.
It's like you can't depend. You have to be able to depend on people in the NFL.
And right now, unofficial depth chart, right? I'll read into it too much, but he's way down there. He's way down the list.
Well, that was why, again, I know that it's not the case, so it's not worth spending too much time on, but that's why in April I wanted them to draft two wide receivers because you didn't have the question that we're asking now didn't have to be a question that we asked. It would be, look, we don't need Kadarius Toney anymore. We don't need Sky Moore anymore. And it was simple and it was easy and it was done because you took care of it in the draft. And even if you kept a guy that was a 6th-round wide receiver over Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore, maybe they have a better shot of turning into something because evidently Sky Moore hasn't in the time that he's been here.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I just, obviously, it's weird though. My frustration level, whether he's on the team or not, though, is so low now because they have at least with other additions made it to where if he's on the team, Bink,
yeah, it's not like
he's the 6th wide receiver, 7th wide receiver. So is. Will they, there could be game days where he's not even active again. I mean, if you're the 7th wide receiver, you know what I mean? You're not active on game day.
But if he was able to show things, you know, it was great at the beginning of the camp. He's out there every day. And it's like, okay, what's going on with Kadarius Toney? You can see the talent. That's the problem. You can see the talent. When the dude was at Florida, yes, he was often injured there too, but he had some incredible plays with the ball in his hands. It's amazing. When he catches the football, become a running back at that point. I mean, he was tough to bring down.
There comes a point, though, where...
But he would show it, he'd flash it, but you got to stay consistent and be on the field.
There comes a point, though, where as good, as talented as you may be, we just have to stop talking about that.
Oh, no question.
Just because, like, yeah, dude, you're really talented. So is everybody else in the league. But yeah,
but that's why he's still even on the team today. So they still can't quit it. Like, we'll find out. Maybe they will in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's why they traded for him. That's why... The video wasn't as big of a deal to them as it would because they still know athletically he's there. But at some point, I agree with you. At some point, and maybe that's in a few weeks, you do have to move on. It's just they haven't done it to this point. And I guess being at camp doesn't do them any harm. You need bodies at camp anyway. So,
and maybe he stands up and flashes at that point. And they say, okay, we like what we're seeing. And Kadarius Toney promises, he's coming back and be good. But they love that potential. And you've seen it. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of breakaways with the Chiefs. He really doesn't. But there was times he'd make, guys miss and, juke them out of their jockstrap. And you go, like, whoa, this guy's got some serious talent. Because that's what you say when you watch the game. It's like, man, this guy's going to be good. And then he just doesn't play.
Coming up in 15 minutes, Club 610 here on a Friday. We're going to have Rob Collins, sports director over at Fox 4, drop by. We had a listener that add to our beer allotment today. So we've got some more beer. I also got a text from somebody else that may be stopping by. Let me see what the latest text, about 25 minutes. Okay, yep. I'm not going to tell the people yet, but that person said they're also bringing a 6-pack. So we've got plenty of beer, and we'll have another special guest stopping by in the 1 o'clock hour today. Before we get to the random question of the day, we had the news there with Juju, which kind of sidetracked us a little bit with him being cut by the Patriots. But the Royals, I-70 series tonight, Kauffman Stadium. And this is the second day this week where it sets up before they even play their game. They could already be sitting in a spot to take a huge advantage over what's going on in their own division. So there's a doubleheader today between the Guardians and Twins. They're playing a series. They can beat up on each other, or knowing that you play the Twins next week anyway, you want the Twins to beat up on the Guardians, to be exact in this scenario. Where the Royals are at in the AL Central, we know they're competing with Boston in the wild card right now, and the Twins for that matter. But this sets up could be another great 2-day stretch for the Royals. It's not unrealistic to say we could be sitting here Monday and the Royals could be like 2 back in the division, which at that point I'll have to eat some crow and say that they're in. I said they got to be by the time the end of the month hits for the Guardian series, they got to be within 3 or 4 for me to believe that they can win the division. Well, they might be 2 back next week. Still need to be within striking distance at the end of the month, but I'll have to start believing about the division again.
I remember sitting with you about a month or so ago. We looked at this and thought, okay, can they win the division or not? That was kind of just wild card is that we need to concentrate on. But Cleveland just hadn't hit those skids yet. You're waiting for that 5-game losing streak like they're on now. And you're like, okay, are they going to be able to go through this? Because they just keep losing when the Royals lose, or they win when the Royals win. And unfortunately, the Royals, you know, had they done more damage against the Red Sox, they'd be even closer than this. But Monday, August 26th, the Royals play Cleveland in a doubleheader. And it's in Cleveland. That's going to be a huge one there. But as far as this Twins game series, because you always wonder when you look at the games, who should I root for? I'd say Minnesota, because I think you have better chances.
Well, you play them next week, too. So yeah. if they bring Cleveland, you need them to bring Cleveland closer to the pack. I don't think Minnesota's as good as the Guardians. I don't think most people do. So let Minnesota, if possible, that dream scenario is they win both today in the doubleheader. The Guardians would have lost seven in a row at that point. Royals, Michael Lorenzen on the mound. It looked good against Detroit. Let's see if they carry some momentum, if you believe in that, from 2 days ago and how they wrapped up the series against Boston. We know Bobby Witt Jr. is playing I don't want to say out of his mind because this is just who he is at this point, but he's playing at a ridiculous level. Vinny Pasquantino is playing at a really high level. And they're getting key at-bats now, just good at-bats, from MJ Melendez. Up clutch, but he's getting a couple walks the other day. Michael Massey, I know he had the mistake in the field, but his next at-bat was really solid. Gets on base, right? So that's key in this series against the Cardinals, and then they have the off day Sunday. But they're in a good spot heading into the weekend, potentially to really be sitting in a great, great position come Monday.
Minnesota could take over first place, to be honest with you. They would sweep them.
Great.
And then the Royals would be tied with Cleveland for second. I mean, that's the ultimate scenario right there.
All right, let's get to it. Random question.
Random question.
Seems like when I do these,
when you fill in, it's on you. You know,
I know, but you guys, it's met with skepticism because I remember someone saying, "Where's the question?"
The text line.
Where's the question?
Well, as long as you have a question, you're good. 913-586-7610.
What is something you hear on a TV show, and or a commercial, could be anything, and it drives you absolutely nuts when you hear it? You pound your head. I've got to turn this off. I can't hear this. Mm-hmm. It's some word or phrase or something that you hear, and
like
it's absolutely
what? Like, what prompted this? What
I'll
were
give you
watching?
An example. So I'm just, you know, flipping through the channels. It's late at night, just flipping through. And those House Hunter type shows, you know, like Lakefront Bargain Hunting and stuff like this.
You're out here watching House Hunters Love It or List It?
I don't watch
American
that stuff.
American Pickers is a completely different show.
The lake houses are cool, I think, because they're showing these houses on the lake and stuff like in different parts of the country. I think that's pretty cool. But they always say, and it's like, are you buying it for yourself or are you worried about parties? Because I always hear the word entertain. Oh, I can see us entertaining here. Ooh, we could entertain. I was listening last night. They said it like no less than 9 times.
Just so the word entertain.
It's like, what are you more worried about? You moving in a place and you enjoying, because you're going to be all the time. Are you worried about entertaining? But I hate the word entertain. I think it's way overused. And every time I hear it, I cringe. It'd be a great drinking game on those shows. Ooh, we can entertain. Who gives a rat's ass, man? It's your place.
This really bugs you. Why didn't you flip off of HGTV and watch the Olympics or
and
something?
If they have those Jardians commercials on it, oh, it's even worse.
I mean, if we're going to talk about TV, we go back to the commercial stuff, because this is the one that I think most people agree with.
Type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. Yeah. It's a little pill with a big story to tell.
That's where we step on
I go. Take one daily Jardians.
Yeah, that one. That's my answer to your question.
I'm going to be playing pickleball tonight, and I'm going to use it.
But my question to you guys is there something that bothers you when you hear
that? What I just played.
Example.
This is Binks, get off my lawn. Something. Anything else you want? That's what this is.
Someone said the Matt Stafford thing was get off your lawn. I was just being practical. Get off my lawn and go with the younger quarterbacks is what I was saying. That's not get off my lawn. It's get on my lawn.
But this seems a little more like that.
It's annoying. It's just stupid. It's silly. It's ridiculous. But it's just one of those words I just cringe every time I hear it.
Drew, what's your answer?
You said Stephen A.
Those
something.
Those commercials are good. I think one thing is Stephen A. always likes to give you the one big word. Like he wants you to know that he knows. Mm. Like he's using unequivocally or the audacity of he always uses those big words where it's like, Steven, you don't have to do that. It's fine. We know
I mean,
that you're
Bink
smart dude.
Worked in a text line picked up on you last segment, working in big words or whatever as well.
Working in big words, yeah. Yeah, I did it with alacrity, you know.
LeBron James is unequivocally number two on my list. Michael Jordan is number one.
Is that your Stephen A?
It's not very good.
That was your Stephen A?
In New York.
Can you do an Irish Stephen A?
I think the Scottish accent was better.
That was awesome.
I think your golf update accent was way better.
The New York Knicks or a disaster. Gosh. I almost sound like George Costanza.
Go back to give us a Scottish accent.
Can you do French for the Olympics?
I can't give you French. I'm sorry.
Give us French.
Oui, oui. I'm not able to give you French.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Oh, I mean.
What is there to eat, mother?
Is that what you just said?
They hate when they watch TV and they hear Skip Bayless. Well, good news for you, I guess. Right now, he's not going to be on TV for a while.
I can cuss in four languages, but I'm not going to right now. I know, I'm just saying. I don't, even when like Nick was going over there, your old producer, Nick, I was teaching him German cuss words when he went over there. I was like, hey, man, this is what you got to know. And so I was teaching him that. Kling, I remember when he went over there with the Chiefs to Germany, I was teaching him German cuss words, but I can cuss in four languages.
That's quite the skill, Bank. That's
I'm tired of
the New York Knicks. I can't win a championship.
Yeah, if this makes me a loser, I am.
That's, I mean, it just doesn't work with the basketball compared to the golf.
I'm tired of the New York Knicks.
Yeah, it doesn't work. This one text is correct. Someone just said all political commercials. That's true. Those got out of hand here. Those got out of hand for a while, and that's very true. That is very true.
Someone said the Burger King commercial.
Which one is that?
The one that we have in the system? Or did have?
Oh.
Whopper, Whopper, Whopper.
Oh! That provided us plenty of entertainment. Anytime there was awkward silence, which shouldn't happen anyway, but anytime there was, we decided to... We played that. That became something we did. That was like a year or so ago. That was January.
Whopper, 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 Whopper Jr.
Yeah.
The Discover card commercials drive me nuts, too, with the lady that calls Discover.
But aren't they working? Right? We all remember these, right? That's what it's all about. They work. You're supposed to remember jingles and all that. Yeah, it works.
Maybe you want to call Discover card at night.
Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. They're just their voice is what somebody said. I think Monday Night Football is so much better now that it's Buck and Aikman. It's not even close. It was really bad for a while. So much better.
All the experimentations with different people.
Yeah. It's a lot better product. I understand Joe Buck goes back to the playoffs here for people who overreacted a little bit to that, but going back to 2015.
I don't care about announcers as much as people do. People get irate over announcers because they hate your team. Every great announcer hates your team.
What's the the Mike's got this. I don't necessarily hate it, but as I'm
Mike's got it, man.
He's got it.
Dude, I've used him before. Mike does have it, man.
Talk about a jingle. I'm driving back from vacation. And you just see the signs. Mike's got this. And I was like, I didn't even need to know anything else.
No, he's got this. You know what? I used him. I used Mike, and he had my settlement done, like, within days. I was shocked.
Because he's got it, Bink.
I was shocked at how damn, I'm not kidding you. I was shocked at how damn good he was.
He's got it.
Awesome.
There's your endorsement.
Someone said Collinsworth.
I'm not endorsing anything.
I don't mind Chris Collinsworth at all.
You know, Bink, here's a guy, Patrick Mahomes. Just look at how he throws the ball.
He's a Cincinnati
man.
Guy, too. Collinsworth. You know, he lives
there. Bengals guy.
That's true. That is very true.
Loves that skyline.
Up next, Club 610. It could be the final Club 610 before.
Drew, that's a terrible take.
It could be the final Club 610 before we pick a new name for what we do on Fridays in the 1 o'clock hour. So you want to enjoy today. We might do one more before we switch it to a name we need your help coming up with. Maybe it's Club 965. Maybe it's the Fan Club. We're not sure. Rob Collins from Fox 4, plus another guest, stops by next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.